All right, hi everyone. Are you guys excited to talk about My Analytics?
Louder.
Come on here. All right, so this is our theater session. We're going to talk about how to empower employees with Microsoft My Analytics. So I'm Wendy and this is Noelle, and we're both PMs on the My Analytics team. So My Analytics, we really leverage all of Office 365 data to help you gain all these, insights about how you already spend your time at work. So the majority of people spend tons of time in email meetings, and I know for sure that I'm at like 30 plus, which is a little bit of irony of my working life, and probably Noelle is the same. And then what our product really tries to do is alleviate some of this pain of the world of work today. So we have, you know, meeting and mail, like 13% of meeting time is considered unproductive. I mean, how many of us have been in a meeting where we're like, why am I here? What am I doing here? This is going on way too long. I'm pretty sure it's the shared pain. 28% of their time managing email, and the thing about email is that it comes to you, and you can't really stop it. Like, that's the piece of it. It really bothers me. Only 47% of employees are engaged at work with 3-minute interruptions. I mean, it is, email and calendar are used for quote-unquote productivity, and we're trying to really turn it back into a tool that you can take control of rather than it happening to you. So, so My Analytics really brings into a new possibility of just taking what we spend an enormous amount of time in and leveraging what your gut feel is already saying, like, this meeting could be more productive, or why am I getting so many emails, or I'm distracted by emails all the time, into meaningful change, right? Saying, oh my God, I spend 25 hours in meetings, or I'm multitasking in these meetings, or why am I checking email like from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. every day? So really with that like hard data to confirm your gut feel, you can increase the sense of control that you, for your own productivity and for your own time, which is our most precious resource. So how we've seen My Analytics already be used is we have these personal dashboards and Outlook add-in to help you gain control of your time, and we've seen a humongous return, right? Like 4 hours per week of email and meetings, and in a 1,000-person org, that means so much work, more work can be done. We've also seen, you know, just the increase in engagement and satisfaction, reduction in wasted time, and really the ability to control a little bit more of your life so that you can focus on what matters, be it having dinner with your family, sleep, or like getting the deep work done that you need to like get your career forward rather than just your job. And then Noelle will do a demo.
Awesome, thanks Wendy. Can you guys hear me okay? Great. How many people are drowning in email from being at Ignite all week? I feel helpless.
All right,
here we go. Awesome, so let me just change the screen. Awesome, so this is our personal dashboard for My Analytics, and this is my data that I'm showing you, so you can kind of see some of the pain that I feel at Microsoft.
No, it is only available, your own personal data is only available to you. Through Delph, and there's a tab here that says My Analytics. So yeah, we're formerly known as Delph Analytics, now My Analytics.
Yeah, My Analytics is sold as part of the E5 subscription or as an add-on to E3. So this is my personal dashboard, and you can kind of see here at the top, we've got the four big categories of how I spend my time at work, which is meeting hours, email hours, after hours work, and focus hours, which is a concept we have of 2-hour blocks of time with no meetings. There's a lot of research that shows you need uninterrupted time with no context switching to focus on deep work and accomplish tasks that don't involve collaboration. So you can see here that I'm tracking these numbers against my goals. I've missed my goals on email hours and after hours for this week, which kind of helps me keep in check if I'm tracking and working the way that I want to be working. So this shows me how I spend my time in those high-level buckets, but what's also important is who I'm spending that time with. So here in the network section, I can look and see who my top collaborators are and if this makes sense for the projects that I'm working on. Range is one of my engineers on my team, and so what I've gone ahead and done is pinned him to one of my important people. So in the important people section, basically you can track the relationships that matter most. So we tell you the amount of time that you've spent with these people, and two components that we think are relating to healthy relationships, which is the amount of email that I read from them and my response time to them. Because I want to make sure that I'm always caught up on their email and that we have a timely like rapport in how we communicate with email. So I can see that I'm fairly well caught up with these three people, and my response time is okay, but with Wendy, unfortunately 6 hours, I could probably do better. The flip side of this is a feature we have called losing touch, and this helps you keep track of people that you used to be in touch with but have kind of fallen out of touch with. Sometimes it's hard to remember to keep those people in your network, so we kind of elevate that to you so that you can reconnect with them. What we then do is we break down those four top tiles a little bit more. So in each one of these, I can see my total meeting hours and a comparison to the company average. This kind of helps ground me and help make sense of a number that I might not have understood before. So I can see that I'm above the company average, and I can see a breakdown of the meetings that I scheduled versus other people scheduled to know whether I'm really pushing on others or I just accept meetings. And for each of these, I can see my trend over time to get a sense of if this problem is ongoing, you know, have my email hours been increasing, and what might have been causing that. For focus hours and after hours specifically, we want to show week views so that you can get a sense of your busiest days and when you had the most time to work to kind of help you plan. So I can see here that I had a lot of focus time on this Friday, but ironically also a lot of after hours work. Well, half an hour. For me, that's maybe a good amount. So jumping into some details of meeting habits, we want to look at different attributes of meetings that might help you better reclaim your time. So we're looking at things like meetings that you multitask in, meetings that are recurring, long meetings, and meetings that you always have conflicts with on your calendar. So if I jump into my details of this, I can kind of get a sense of which meetings I might be able to reprioritize. So for example, this weekly service review meeting that we have. It seems that I'm always multitasking in it, and that it's also a recurring meeting. To me, this is a red flag that maybe I should not attend this meeting, maybe we could shorten the meeting, or just repurpose that time in a better way. But the idea is we want to make users cognizant of how they're spending their time and how it could be better spent. In the email habits section, what we think is really important is gauging the reach of your email. So we often like shoot off these emails. We might not get responses. We don't even know if our emails are being read. And this is really a pain point that we see. So in this section, we kind of highlight how much your emails are being read. So I can see that when I send mails to individuals, 81% of people read them. However, when I send to groups, only 53% of people read them, which might be an indicator that I'm sending mail to groups that don't care about my content, or I'm putting weight on others that they don't care about. On the flip side, I can keep track of how much mail I'm reading. So of the mail that I receive individually, I'm reading 94%. However, from groups, I'm only reading 5%, which is an indicator that I'm likely in some groups I could leave and to clear out my inbox. So I'm going to jump into the Outlook add-in, which really relates to email reach. So this is at an aggregate. You can see that 81% of people read my mails. But it's kind of helpful to see that at an individual email level as well. So this is a status mail that I sent out to my team last week. And you can see on the right-hand side, this is our Outlook add-in. And you can access it from the ribbon up here on the right-hand side of the page. And so what this tells me is the percentage of people who have read my email. So here I'm at 74%. and I can see I got 2 replies, 2 forwards, and that most people read the mail within 2 hours. So this helps me get a sense that the time that I spent collecting this data, putting the status mail together, was worth it because I've reached 75% of my team. And what I like to do is I send status updates every 2 weeks or so, and I kind of keep track of, you know, what worked and what didn't. Can I change the content? Could I send it a different time to try and better improve my email reach?
You spend a lot of time like writing emails a week, like it's 5 hours. And when you think of 5 hours spending writing email, you want to make sure that they're effective the way you want it to be. So it's not only about reclaiming time, but making the time that you invest in these activities worthwhile for you.
So the other thing we do for you in the Outlook add-in is we highlight those relationships that we showed you on the dashboard. So again, this is that important engineer that I work with, Range. And you can see in the Outlook add-in, we have this section about my relationship with Range. So the things I want to know while I'm in my workflow are, you know, am I caught up with him, and am I responding in a timely manner? So right here I can see I have 4 unread mail from him, and I can go ahead and just click on Get Caught Up and quickly kind of triage, is there anything I need to take care of now, or could I wait for this for later? So it kind of helps you keep you in check during your week. And then this piece on the right-hand side is about your response time. So I like to come in here and check this a few times a week to make sure that I'm not falling too far behind. Here you can see I'm at 11 hours with an average of 4 hours, so I could definitely be doing better here. I'll blame it on Ignite, but. And this bottom piece below, what we do is we want to highlight anomalies in relationships. So in this case, Range responds to me twice as fast as I respond to him. We also show you things like if you send way more email to someone than they send to you, that could be an indicator of a poor collaboration. Maybe you want to have a weekly sync with that person or just kind of rethink the way that you work with them. And this bottom piece here is related to the email reach piece I showed you. So because this data is new and you never were able to track, you know, how many people were reading your email, sometimes you forget to go check or you don't remember the mails you sent that you needed a response on. So what we do here is we provide you just a list of the mails you sent with their read activity. So I can quickly scan and see, you know, I've got high read activity on 2 of these, but perhaps this one with 30% read activity, I never got a response on that and I want to go ahead and follow up. So it's an easy way to kind of keep track of the mails that you might need to follow up with people on. So that's what, sorry, go ahead. Yeah, so we look at the mark as red signal. Nope, so we'll just track it for you. The only condition we have is that it has to be sent to 5 or more people for privacy reasons.
Yeah. That 5 number can be configured, right? But it's really meant for like the large emails that you sent that are impacting a lot of people to make sure that it gets the reach that you need to, similar to like email marketing tools.
Sorry, I'm not sure why it's showing like this, but so that's what we've got in the product today. We'll take questions in a second, but we quickly want to highlight some related sessions. We've got our big My Analytics breakout session tomorrow at 12:30, and then Workplace Analytics is another piece of our product that kind of comes at it from an organizational lens, and that session is at Friday at 9. So with that, we'd love to hear any questions you guys have. Yeah? No, they just need to be in Office 365 and internal to your company. Sorry, could you repeat that? Yeah, so right now we're only looking at email and calendar data, but we definitely have plans to integrate more of the signals from Office 365 because we totally understand that those aren't the only ways you collaborate.
So we're using we basically construct a timeline of like signals of like compose, sent, and read, so it's not about having the client open, it's more client agnostic. So we're making a reasonable estimate based on like server signals rather than client side signals.
So does it mean if I click compose email and I go off for a meeting 2 hours,
we have a maximum time gap. So it averages out to be a reasonable time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so since we're using server signals, it's client agnostic. It's really meant to be a tool to help you gauge how much you're investing in it. So it's not going to be if you timed your time in email, which I don't think a lot of us do. It wouldn't be precise to that, but it's very close.
Awesome. Any other questions? Great. Well, we'll be at the booth right after this. So if you want to come chat with us or see anything more from the demo.
What's the next session? Let me jump back.
We've got our big breakout session tomorrow, 12:30, on My Analytics. And then Friday is about workplace analytics, which is kind of coming at it from the organizational side, Friday at 9. Great. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming.